Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Bergamon family in loving memory of Hilbert Bergamon. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, show of hands, who of you out there would consider yourself a worrier? Hang on, leave them up. I'm trying to scan here. Look, hang on, leave them for a second. Okay, all of you who put your hands up, put them back up. And now everybody look around and look at how many people sitting in this room classify themselves as worriers. I think we're at greater than 50% if I'm just kind of eyeballing it, I think. Okay, go ahead. I'm not a worrier, really, in the scheme of things. I'm not a worrier. And I wonder, though, if maybe I don't give you guys the other impression, because I do inevitably, of course, worry about things. There's plenty of stuff to worry about. Isn't there worriers, you worrying people? There's all kinds of things we could worry about. We could worry about really, really big things like inflation or China or Russia, you know, other countries and global powers. We could worry about global pandemics shaking the foundations of our whole society. Tiny bugs that have an unbelievable level of impact on our interactions between one another. They have economic impacts and ecological impacts and sociological impacts. We can think about all kinds of really huge, big things, and we could worry about them. And many of us do. And we could choose, maybe medium-sized things to worry about that are still far too big for us, really. We could think about, you know, the state of our education system. Or we could think about declining religiosity among Americans as a society. Or we could think about, infrastructure, spending levels. We can think about incarceration rates. Again, these really big kind of things that are far too big for us, though maybe not global in scope. Or we could think about, small, medium things, still probably too big for us to really think too much about, but, we could think about, like, voter turnout for city elections. Involvement in county board meetings. Participation in the church council. We can think about that pothole in front of your house. Or the road construction in your neighborhood. And we haven't even touched on the other things that are, you know, I guess in one sense, small, in another sense, actually quite large. Those personal things. We could worry about your friends and your neighbors and your children and your parents and your spouse and yourself. And there are a whole lot of things wrapped up
in all of those issues, and we could worry about them. Again, I'm not necessarily prone to doing so, but with so many things to worry about, sometimes even me, the worry is able to crack through. And we could talk about it, and we could focus on all these things, and we could come up with ideas and solutions about how to address some of them anyways, and that's worth doing. I don't want to say that we shouldn't. But today, especially in our epistle lesson, we get a picture of perhaps what we ought to actually do, how we should really respond to these many and various things that could cause us to worry. And it's pretty brief, as I'm sure you noticed. The apostle says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." You know this because we've heard children sing it over and over again over the course of our lives. And that maybe serves to kind of trivialize it. You know, we hear kids singing things and we just think, oh, those are for kids, and wow, aren't they cute. But the apostle is offering to the church of God godly advice or guidance. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. There's a significant reality, brothers and sisters, that we're here to recognize today and every Sunday when we come together, and that is the fact that God has entered our world, that he has penetrated and permeated this veil of tears, and he has walked this earth and come among us, that he lived, suffered, died, rose from the dead, appeared to witnesses, that he called to proclaim his doings to the ends of the earth, that he founded his church, that he poured out his Spirit, and that he offers salvation and perfect eternal life to all who believe in his name. And he joins them to the fellowship of the faithful, to the holy saints, to the church of God. And as those saints, as those holy ones, as those people that God has called and cleansed and is guiding in this world, we are gathered here in his presence once again. And the fact of the matter is, that's true today when we focus on it, but it was also true yesterday when you were shoveling your snow away. And the day before when you were worrying about whether or not you could get to work. And the day before when you were following the news and wondering if, you know, all those other things that you might be worrying about were going to destroy the world. Each and every day, no matter where you find yourself, you know that Christ is Lord. And that Christ is risen, and that Christ is coming again to inaugurate his kingdom perfectly and fully forever. And so in the midst of whatever it is that you might have to worry about, and some of those things may be very justified, I'm not belittling your worries, you worriers who are 50% of us or something like that. But simply to say, don't forget whose you are. Don't forget what the Lord has done and who ultimately is in control. Should you be concerned about pandemics and you know, global powers wrangling over whatever the heck it is that they're wrangling over? Should you be worried about economic policy and sociological implications of this or that or the other thing? Should you be worried about participation in this in our institutions and all these things? Should you be worried about them? Sure. Give them some concern, I guess. But don't forget who reigns and rules the world. And because Jesus is king, and you live in his kingdom every day, in the Lord, the apostle says, rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice trumps worry. What do you really have to be concerned about? Flowing from that, he says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. He knows that there are concerns in the world. He's faced things that are worth worrying about also, many things. And yet in the midst of that, having rejoiced in the fact that the Lord is your Savior and God, you now can respond to others reasonably. Can we fill potholes? Can we address the problems of declining religiosity in America? Perhaps. The Lord, though, is at hand. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, wherever you are and wherever you go, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Lord, I don't know what to do about the increased traffic in front of my house as a result of this construction project. Lord, I don't know what to do about lack of interest in your church. Lord, I don't know what to do about Russia or China. You can take all your worries and all your concerns to the Lord who hears them. And he is the one who can address them. Now, he may address them by saying, yep, they're fixing the road in front of your house, so you're going to wait. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Again, this peace comes from knowing whose we are and knowing and believing ultimately who is in control. That my worries, that my struggles, that my fears, whatever they happen to be, are held in the hand of God. And knowing that and rejoicing in that and having submitted my supplications in prayer to him, I can be at peace. I can be at peace because I know the one who is in control. And I know that in my case, he has granted me my salvation. He has bound me to his church. He's provided the ways in which my eternal life is assured. And so what is it exactly that I have to worry about? I have concerns. I have requests. I have supplications. But I can rejoice and I can be thankful to God for all that he has done and is doing and will do for me and for his church and for the world. So brothers and sisters, as much as we like to talk about it, oftentimes you guys all know probably better than I do, this is not a particularly peaceful time of year for a lot of people. But this is where we as the church have a distinct advantage. For us, Advent and Christmas is still about Jesus. And we know and believe that that little baby born in the manger is actually the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And because you're here to hear his word and to receive his sacrament and participate in his church, that means he is the king also of you. That means you serve the king that is over every king, the power that is more powerful than any power. And he holds your life and the life of the world in his hands. So leave here today in his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.